There's a place that's always growing, but never grows old. And where a celebration 60 years in the making is happening right now. Don't miss the Disneyland Diamond Celebration with dazzling new experiences like the totally immersive Fireworks Spectacular, all-new Nighttime Parade, and more. You've never seen the Disneyland Resort like this before. Visit Disneyland.com/60. Attractions and entertainment subject to change without notice.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program through 92.3 FM. Let's welcome our good friends joining us online around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. We actually have a first here on our program today. Our guest is joining us live from Ireland. We're talking about Dermot Davis. He's the author of the new book, Zen and Sex. We're going to talk to him not only about his journey that led him to writing, but what it's been like for him to share that joy with all of you. Dermot, good afternoon to you, and welcome so much to the program.
Good afternoon, Cyrus. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, look, the pleasure is definitely all ours. Congratulations to you on Zen and Sex. It is, I think, something that is both funny, but also, I think, has some really good points we're going to dive into in a little bit. What has it been like for you, first of all, Dermot, to be able to share your work? As I mentioned, you're joining us today from Ireland. What has it been like for you to share your work with the world?
It's been extraordinary. My background is in theater, and from acting and then to writing plays, and that then devolved into writing screenplays. So I'm coming to novel writing very late, and just in the past year. So I don't think I've been able to do this before had it not been for everything becoming digital and the internet and so on.
Yeah, it really is, I think, the way a lot of people are reading these days. You talked about, of course, coming to writing late, but you've always been an individual that has been kind of, I guess, been able to share your passion with the world. One of those ways is through acting and screenwriting. Have you always known that you were a creative individual, Dermot?
Yes. Since school, I was involved in mainly the more artistic side of things rather than the sports side of things. I was a debater, and I was in the drama society, and I was on the stage in Ireland here at a very young age. I was actually in a choir, and the choir master was involved in professional theater. So he had a few of us audition when they had musicals on in shows, the professional shows in Dublin. So I got to be on the Sound of Music stage when I was 11 years old, and that was quite, I think that probably set it off.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think, you know, one thing that came to me when I was reading Zen and Sex, and I didn't really know, honestly, what to expect when I first started. One thing that I found, and, you know, I think it's interesting because I always am curious as to what other people are saying about something, Dermot, so of course, when you and I first connected, I went on Amazon.com to find out what others were saying, and one of the things that everyone seemed to say was, it's not what I expected, but I enjoyed it. Has that been one of the pleasant surprises, that maybe it's not what people would expect from the title or even the cover, but it's still a story that they've enjoyed?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things I have to rethink is in terms of how to present, you know, stories to the world. You know, in this, you know, modern day and age where people very much decide on whether they want to read something based on a cover or a title or even what genre the book is positioned in.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've been really when I wrote it, and as I was writing it, I would show it to some people. I'd say, "Is this any good? You know, is this what people would find interesting?" And I was encouraged to continue. But yes, people very much say, oh, this is not really what I was expecting. And I often wonder and ask, like, what were you expecting? And I'm not quite sure what their response is to that.
Right.
But it seems to be very different to the genre. It's actually very hard to position it within the confines of genre. Mm-hmm. It's a comedy, and it's about a relationship. It's about I mean, on one level, it's not a comedy. It's just it's a bit like the comedy comes from the character and his thoughts. It's a first person narrative.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes from where the character finds himself in terms of situations. And the comedy comes from that. So in a lot of ways, it's really true. I mean, these things have happened. A few reviewers have said, oh, I thought this was a biography. And I thought in the author's biography, he'd say, this is how he met his wife, you know, because the character seems so real. They're fiction.
Yeah.
They're fictional characters.
Well, you know what, and that's the interesting thing about that. I'm glad you mentioned that it being a first-person narrative. I want to come back to that. But for those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Dermot Davis is my guest. We're talking to him about the journey that led him to writing Zen and Sex. It's something we're going to dive into here a little bit more. But there were a few things that really stuck out to me. You know, I've been accused, and probably rightly so, Dermot, I don't have the best sense of humor. I found the book funny in parts because I am that odd guy, too, who says things that I think about later might have either a double meaning or maybe someone says something to me and I'm thinking one way and they're thinking another way. So I could relate to Martin on that aspect. What was it like for you, because you did write this in first person and kind of get inside of Martin's head, what was it like for you to kind of take this journey with Martin and to be able to see the world the way that he sees it?
Well, it wasn't so difficult for me because I have been, you know, a young guy. He's a young guy. He's 24 years old, and he has a set of ideas. I mean, you know, what really do we know at that age about love and about relationship?
Right.
So he's coming from a very naive place, and it's culmination of what he's known up to that point. And he's not very well experienced in relationship. His longest relationship has been something like 3 months, and he considered that was his first love. You know, so he's on a rebound from that person breaking up with him. So he's never been in really a long-term relationship. So all he knows up to that point is probably what most guys up to that point know, is hitting on women in bars and having very short-term multiple relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So when he meets this older person who is much more mature, and it's not so much about age, but she has an experience. She is 14 years his senior, but she has been married several times. She's been married for 14 years, and she's coming from a completely different place than this 25-year-old, you know, let's call him a kid.
Yeah.
So the comedy comes from him having to revisit his own ideas about what relationship is, about what love is, and maturing in a very quick way to be able to have some kind of communication with this other woman that he's, you know, just immeasurably attracted to.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, and I think that's the thing. You know, it's interesting. One of the things that happens with Martin when he's first describing her, and we get to know her, of course, as Frances, but when he's describing her to a friend, he's describing physical features, you know, when they say,
right,
you know, what
exactly
is she like? And then, so he's, which is a typical guy response in just a lot of ways. I mean, the things that stand out. But you know what I thought was really funny, though, Dermot, about what he learns about Frances, and that is that it's great to have that communication, the communication of being able to talk, and how that is really a big part of what makes a relationship and what makes it successful. Would you agree with that?
Exactly. That's exactly it. He hasn't had a connection with a woman before where they have this incredible sense of familiarity, instant familiarity, if you will. And I'm sure everybody can relate. when you actually meet someone, there's that you have that, you know, you just have a knowing with, a familiarity with, a sense that you understand them and they understand you, even though you don't know what their personal history or background is. So he's never had that with a woman before. And he's never had that level of acceptance with a woman before as he has with this Frances. And it's the same for her.
Mm-hmm.
So they have this, this understanding, which to all intents and purposes hasn't come from their togetherness, but a priori to their togetherness. It's almost as if, oh, you know, there's a recognition, a soul recognition, if you will, as just looking in each other's eyes. Oh, I know you, and I know you. And that's powerful for him for his first time.
Yeah. You know, and there's a passage I want to share, Dermot, and then we're going to take a quick break here. But this is what, when they are actually discussing, you know, their feelings, and Frances is asking him, actually brings up something that he does, and that is, of course, making these jokes when things get awkward. And she's trying to explain to him about Zen. And this is what Martin says, and we're able to, of course, be the recipients of it. Maybe I'm not understanding the whole Zen thing and should maybe give it a try. Being on the same page with someone you're in a relationship with sounds good to me. I don't think I've ever been on the same page with anyone I've ever dated, except maybe when you're lying in bed after sex. But I don't think that's the same kind of page that she's talking about. And so she's able to get him to think outside of the norm. And I think that is one of the great things there. Do you think that's one of those teachable moments for all of us, Dermot, to think about, you know, what it actually means for us to kind of be in the moment and to be in tune with someone, not thinking about our own feelings, but what that person wants?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's critical. And I think women come to this earlier than men. And a lot of feedback I get too is that from women who traditionally read these kind of novels that have to do with romance and relationship, is that guys tend to be more surface, if you will, and less feeling or emotional oriented, as women tend to be. So a lot of times men don't come to that until they're intimate with a woman and they want to progress further in that intimacy. And they have to learn a whole set of emotional responses and an emotional language,
mm-hmm.
and an emotional interaction that they've never really explored before. Because men, another, you know, part of the book is he has a roommate, a friend of his, a buddy friend of his that he has for years, and he describes him as his best friend, but they've never shared a meaningful relationship. And he says that's probably why we've been friends for so long. So it's like guys don't really talk about feelings. They don't talk about really what matters, whereas women already have that conversation down, so to speak. So he has to explore his own feelings, and that's why it's such a wonderful thing coming from a first-person narrative. You're able to explore his thoughts, which, you know, to a lot of people are naive and funny, but for him it's like this is a new day, this is a new dawn. Oh my God, this is a woman I can communicate with without even verbally communicating. So it's mind-blowing for him.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think, too, allowing him to see beyond, the intimacy and thinking that is all there is to it. I think that is the thing. I think, for me, Frances teaches him that really lovemaking begins with the mind.
Exactly. Even in the very first lovemaking, she has him be totally present with her. And she actually has him do an exercise where she says, okay, you know, just let's look at each other, let's be with each other,
mm-hmm.
Let's touch each other and not in a sexual way, and just be totally 100% present with me, you know, no fantasies in your head, which a lot of people tend to get into when things become intimate and sexual. Yeah. And that, it was mind-blowing for him.
Yeah. I think that was when...
To be present.
Yeah. To correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I think that's when she was talking about when you're naked, you can't lie. Where they kind of had that connection going. Definitely, I think, as you said, you know, it is a comedy, but not a comedy. There's a lot of great lessons, I think, in all of this for us. Again, you've been listening to Conversations Live. Dermot Davis is my guest. Dermot, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, I'm going to ask you, what do you hope our listeners take away from this conversation and the book? And we're going to let them know how they can get their own copy, okay?
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, you're joining us here at 92.3 FM and also online through blogtalkradio.com. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Have you or someone you love experienced relapse? Are you suffering in silence with shame? This is Holly Kenley, author of a new book on relapse entitled Mountain Air, Relapsing and Finding the Way Back, One Breath at a Time. In Mountain Air, I describe the pain and shame of my personal descent into relapse and my powerful recovering journey. Mountain Air will reveal 5 time-tested lessons for healing from any type of relapse. Whether you have returned to an addiction or resurrendered to an abusive relationship or regressed into any kind of unhealthy pattern of behavior, Mountain Air, Relapsing and Finding the Way Back, One Breath at a Time, is waiting for you. Available now on Amazon.com. Go there, get a copy, and reclaim your healing truths.
In these uncertain economic times, getting a solid financial footing can be quite a challenge. However, minister, entrepreneur, and author Sonia L. Thompson has written 3 books to help you whether you're in business or facing bankruptcy. Break out of poverty into financial abundance, Seeds of Prosperity, and Business by the Bible are God-inspired tools you need to be successful. Order your copies today at lifeintheWordMinistries.org or at Amazon.com.
And we're back with Conversations Live, and our final moments with Dermot Davis. He's the author, among other work, of Zen and Sex. You know, Dermot, so if you're, you know, thinking about our listeners here and also those who read Zen and Sex, what is your hope for them, other than being entertained? What do you hope they take away from it?
I think it's kind of split in a gender sense. I think both of the genders will get something very specific and different from the book. The majority of women, which tend to be the majority of people that have read the book so far, because guys generally don't read anything that says romantic comedy or romance on it. But women tend to say, "Oh my God, this is just such a fresh breath of air to see a romance from a guy's point of view, and to know what's going through the guy's head and how they're relating to a woman as they go through those, you know, levels, varying levels of intimacy." And from a guy's point of view, most guys have said that they just so recognize themselves in this book. They can just it's so attuned to where they are and where they were in their own. And there's not a lot of books that actually do cover from a guy's point of view what it's like to, you know, to be in. Be in romance, to talk about feelings, to talk about what Martin talks about. So it's I think it's different for most people, but as I say, from a female point of view, it's different than a guy's point of view, and they both come at it. They both realize that we actually communicate in very different ways. And women are, as I say, adept at communicating from an emotional place, whereas
right.
guys, in a lot of ways, are not and have to almost learn that language and that understanding. And a lot of miscommunications, a lot of problems can arise just in those areas. And I think people maybe can see what's happening in their own relationships and maybe might get a heads up as to, you know, potential problems in their own relationships coming from, as these two are coming from different communication skill sets.
Right, exactly. You know, and we won't have time to get into it here, but I think one of the great things is I think they both learn something from each other, Dermot. I think Frances definitely
yeah.
learned something, and she opens up as well and, you know, is able to show, you know, a side where then, you know, Martin can stand in and you know, show the strength for them. So I think that's one of the great things. It is a great read, and you know, I know our listeners will enjoy it. Again, Dermot Davis, everyone, make sure you guys pick up Zen and Sex. It's available right now. Dermot, you have a website as well for our listeners to stay in contact with you and find out more information about this book and also Stormy Weather. Why don't you give that out for them?
My website is dermotdavis.com, and both of my books are exclusive to Amazon at the moment. So both of those can be found at amazon.com for paperback or download.
Okay. Well, Dermot, congratulations to you again. Thank you for being our first guest to do an interview with us from Ireland. I really appreciate that. Really
appreciate
that. Yeah, in the 9.5 years we've been on the air, we've been all over the world but never had Ireland. So I appreciate
Yay.
That opportunity. But congratulations to you, Dermot. I'll be writing my review today on Amazon and definitely encourage those who've read it to do the same thing. And, Dermot, we look forward to staying in contact with you to discuss your next work.
Thank you so much, Cyrus. I really enjoyed it.
Well, good. We did as well. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Dermot, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website, which is conversationsliveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb, and you'll find the link there. Click on the link. You can listen to the show completely for free, and also you can share it with your friends using the buttons there on the bottom. That's going to do it for us for this segment of our program. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Have a great one.